Being a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now, Peter Troy investigates Wanda's work of art.
If there's one thing I do not find amusing, it's being played for a sucker. My secretary, Julie, believes that anyone as dumb about some things as I am deserves to be played for a sucker now and then. An idea so loaded with prejudice that I wouldn't lower myself to argue about it. But you'd be surprised at the number of people who get the thought in their well-ventilated heads that a private investigator is a sort of stooge you hire to handle any old chore. Especially when you want a kind of dumb pawn to use in some very dubious racket. For instance, let's consider the case of a glorious-looking and very rich doll named Wanda Payne, who owned a highly valuable work of art, and Wilfred Hendricks, an elderly kook who ran an art museum.
Well, Mr. Hendricks, your experiment was an outstanding success.
Oh, yes, indeed, Miss Payne. Yes, indeed.
So far, not one of the experts has been able to tell the difference between my original of the Botticelli and your very clever copy.
Quite right, quite right. Look at them, still peering at the two paintings as though their lives depended on it.
Their livelihoods may depend on it one of these days. If you took it into your head to go around forging paintings as well as you did this one, the best experts in the world might find themselves quickly out of business.
No doubt, no doubt. But, of course, I couldn't afford to do that, Miss Payne, you see.
Everything in order, Mr. Hendricks.
Oh, pardon me, I didn't realize you were talking to, Miss Payne, isn't it?
That's right. Do I know you?
I doubt it. Inspector Castle, CID.
Inspector? A policeman?
We asked the police for special protection on this unusual occasion, Miss Payne. Having your Botticelli in the museum with no burglar alarm and so forth.
Yes, could be quite a temptation for some art thief, I should say. But my men report no sign of any suspicious types hanging about.
I should hope not. I'd die if anything happened to that painting.
Well, nothing's going to happen to it, Miss Payne. Of course, it'll be returned to your home this evening under guard. I don't mind telling you, it will be a relief to see it go.
Wanda Payne's work of art was returned to her home that evening as promised by the director of the museum, Hendricks. At the art museum, the painting was guarded by police, including that super sleuth Inspector Caswell, and armed guards took it back to the Payne establishment. All of which makes it seem pretty unlikely that anyone would be wanting to hire my services in connection with the picture. If that's the way you see it, it's understandable. But you're wrong.
Good morning, Peter Troy.
Where in the name of all that's wonderful have you been till this hour, Joe? It's 10 o'clock.
I know, but there was a sale on at Cundlebury's this morning. Bed linen.
Bed linen? What are you doing, opening a hotel or something? What do you need bed linen for?
Oh, you never know. I can always put it in my hope chest.
Oh, hope chest? Oh, brother.
Anyway, the prices were too good to miss. I'll sell you some wonderful sheets cheap if you're ever short.
Thanks. I just may take you up on that. The way I feel right now, I'm liable to be spending a long time in bed.
Oh, what's the matter?
The phone's been running hot for the past hour. All sorts of characters I've never heard of, wanting to know all kinds of trivial details.
Well, this is your office. You should know the answers to queries when people ring up.
Yeah? Well, how about this lot? Quote, what kind of chocolates do you think Aunt Ellen would like for a birthday? What size gloves does Aunt Ellen wear? Does Aunt Ellen really have an electric toaster? Unquote.
Oh, well, you see, it's my Aunt Ellen's birthday on Sunday.
Do tell. I never would have guessed it. Now, will you get organized and brew some coffee, Julie? I've done 2 days' work in an hour, and I...
Mr. Peter Troy?
That's right. Come on in and join the party.
Party? Did you say a party?
Yeah, for Aunt Ellen's birthday.
Well, some other time, perhaps. I really came on business.
Well, that's okay. You're Mr.
Hendricks. Wilfred Hendricks. I'm the director of the Hendricks Art Museum, you know.
Oh, isn't that where Miss Wanda Payne was yesterday? I saw it in the paper.
Yes, that's correct.
This is Miss Summers, Mr. Hendricks. She's my secretary when she's not too busy with a chain of hotels. Sit down, Mr. Hendricks. We may as well talk here in the outer office. My own office hasn't been cleaned up this morning. A little staff trouble, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, of course. Mr. Troy, I have a most delicate matter to put to you.
Mm-hmm. Fire away.
I want you to steer a painting for me.
Coffee, huh, Julie? Now I really need it.
Oh, you see, I'm in a most difficult position. Yesterday at the museum, we set a painting of Miss Payne side by side with a special forgery I made of it. It's a new process of my own, and a very good one.
Well, all this I can follow.
Well, the art experts couldn't tell the difference between the genuine painting and my forgery. I made it as a demonstration, you see.
Well, not exactly, but go on.
Well, it was just an experiment. Oh, needless to say, I'm a respectable dealer, and I have no intention of forging any paintings for profit.
Oh, well, that's a relief. So, what's the problem?
Well, Miss Payne's original Botticelli was returned to her last night.
Mm-hmm.
But, when I went to look at the copy in the museum this morning, I found that we'd sent it a forgery by mistake.
Oh. Well, it's regrettable, no doubt, but hardly a problem. All you have to do is call her up and tell her she's got the wrong painting.
Oh, no, that would never do. You see, I'm not absolutely sure she has the wrong one. And I dare not admit that. It'd utterly destroy her confidence in me. And if such a mistake became known in the art world, it would cause a terrible scandal.
Oh.
Also, I'm afraid you don't know Miss Payne. She's a most terrible woman, especially if she thinks anyone's trying to trick her. If I told her what had happened, she'd just as likely sue me for a fortune.
Well, she must be unreasonable.
Oh, she is, she is. Now, what I want you to do is break into her home and take the painting she has and bring it to me.
Oh, there, now just hold hard, Mr. Hendricks. Here and now, let me tell you emphatically, I do not break into anybody's house.
But it'd be so easy. She's out of town at present. The house is closed up. No servants or anything.
Mr. Hendricks, quite apart from any moral issues, I am a licensed private investigator. If I broke into some person's home, I could lose my license. For good.
But surely that... I would be prepared to pay a substantial fee.
If you were the Bank of England, you couldn't afford my fee for a job like that. So long, Mr. Hendricks. It was nice knowing you. Why can't you shut up? Can't you see I'm on the way to bed? All right. Peter Troy.
Oh, Mr. Troy, I'm so glad I got you. It's Wanda Payne speaking.
Who? Did you say Wanda Payne?
That's right. Mr. Troy, I've heard you're a very good private detective, and I need one badly, right now.
At 11 o'clock at night?
Yes, this won't wait.
Miss Payne, where are you calling from?
My home, of course. Where else?
Well, I understood you were out of town.
Who told you that?
Oh, a mutual acquaintance.
Mr. Troy, I know it's late, but you simply must come out here right away. My painting, the Botticelli, it's been stolen.
What?
Yes. Somebody broke into the house earlier tonight and stole the painting. Please, Mr. Troy, come right away. Don't waste a minute.
Come on.
All right. I'm coming.
What do you mean by hammering on my door at this hour of the night? You don't expect the museum to be...
Oh, Mr. Troy, what in there...
Let's go inside, Hendricks.
By all means, if you say so.
What's that you have there?
Good heavens, it's...
That's right. Wanda Payne's Botticelli.
Oh, then you did agree to my proposition after all. It seems so definite in your refusal. I suppose you couldn't talk in front of your secretary.
Mr. Hendricks, I did not agree to your proposition. I did not agree with it one little bit. An hour ago, I received a call from Wanda Payne to go out to her home because this painting had been stolen.
Oh, but she's out of town, I told you.
Yeah. When I got to her home, the place was in darkness. I knocked and rang, and nobody answered. And when I got back to my car, this painting was in the back seat.
Mr. Troy, I assure you that there's no need to make up stories for me.
For crying out loud, I am not making up stories. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, if that's the way you want it, Mr. Troy. Well, let me see the painting. Come on, bring it into the museum.
Well, now, see here, Hendricks.
This way, Mr. Troy. I want to look at the painting alongside the other one, and then you can take whichever is the original back to Miss Payne's place.
Hendricks, there's something very funny going on, and I don't like being kept out of it.
Well, I'll just switch on the light. There, now. What?
What now?
The painting. It's gone.
What?
It was right there in the wall. Look, the window's open. Somebody broke in and took the other painting.
Oh, no, this is too much.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, what a dreadful coincidence.
It's a dreadful something. Now, look, Hendricks.
Hang on there.
Oh, good heavens. Someone's coming. Here, give me that painting.
What are you doing?
I'll put this one up on the wall in place of the other.
Mr. Hendricks?
Caswell.
Oh, no.
There. Now, nobody would know that...
There you are, Mr. Hendricks. Sorry for barging in, but I saw lights in the door as I'm locked in. Troy, what the devil?
Yeah, Inspector, I know what you mean.
What are you doing here at this time of night? Don't tell me you know about the robbery already.
A robbery? There's been a robbery?
Yes, of Miss Wanda Payne's place, the original of that painting there.
What? That?
Oh. Miss Payne's picture has been stolen, Inspector. Oh, how terrible.
Yes. I called in here just to get confirmation from you, Mr. Hendricks.
Confirmation?
Yes. Of the paintings being returned to Miss Payne last night. Or more accurately, the night before last, seeing it's now after midnight.
Well, of course the painting was returned to her. Does she deny that?
Oh, no, on the contrary. But I just wanted your word on it as well.
It's a terrible tragedy, Inspector. A beautiful and most expensive work of art.
Yes, and so far hardly a clue. Well, at least you still have your copy safe and sound. I suppose that's something. It looks as good as the original anyway.
Yes, yes, doesn't it? Just as good as the original.
Trapped in that ridiculous situation in Hendricks' art museum that adjoined his living quarters, I could think of nothing better to do than make up some silly story to the effect that I was consulting Hendricks about another case and escape as best I could from the good inspector's eagle eye. I needed time to think this thing out, and I knew that not in a million years would the inspector have believed the far-out story that was actually the whole truth and nothing but. After a rather sleepless night, I was not my usual sparkling self when I unloaded the misery onto Julie the next morning.
Of all the unbelievable nonsense I've ever heard, Pete, you're pulling my leg.
Julie, I would no more lay rough hands on your shapely leg than I would take a rocket flight into orbit.
But nobody would believe all that stuff about going out to Miss Payne's, finding her out, and then finding her painting in your car.
That's why I didn't tell the inspector. And anyway, I didn't even know if the painting I found was Miss Payne's original.
I'm even beginning to wonder if she ever had the original Botticelli.
Hmm?
Well, with two pictures exactly alike floating around, it does get awfully confusing.
That I will go a long way with, honey.
This must be about the craziest case you've ever got mixed up in.
And that, too, has a certain merit, is a point well taken. What bugs me most at this moment is that I'm not sure I'm not somehow an accessory to theft.
Mm. Oh, what is Hendricks to say about it all?
I called in on him on my way to the office just now. He just doesn't believe anything except that I did take him up on his offer to steal the painting from Wanda Payne. He even offered to pay me a fee. Only he said it couldn't be so large now since his own painting had been stolen.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. I just keep going round in circles. I even get the paintings mixed up.
And so does Hendricks. He says he doesn't know, even now, whether the painting he has is the original. He says he needs to see the two of them together.
What will happen now, then?
I suppose the police will try to find the painting that was taken from Wanda Payne's house.
But that's the one in the museum. You took it there.
Oh, please, Julie, don't make it any more difficult. The police don't know that. And if they don't find the painting, Wanda Payne will get the insurance money for it.
Oh. Well, then I suppose with some of the insurance money, she could buy the copy from Hendricks. But, oh, well, that might be the original anyway. Well, or is it?
Oh, knock it off, honey. My head's going round as it is. Hey, wait a minute.
What, did I say something?
I don't know, honey, but maybe you did.
What was it? I don't remember.
Well, nor do I exactly. But that mention of the insurance money and Wanda Payne buying the copy from Hendricks.
You think she's trying to work an insurance swindle?
Yeah, maybe she is, maybe Hendricks is, and maybe I'm nuts. You know, right now, I'm not sure of anything. You at home, Inspector?
No hawkers allowed, Troy, so if you're selling a new line of funny stories...
You don't know the half of it.
I hope you don't want to ask me about the Devlin murder, because I know nothing about it.
Nor do I.
And I know nothing about the Barclay robbery, either.
Guess again, Inspector.
Oh, I'm not in the mood for guessing games, Troy. I suppose I might as well let you say your piece. What is it?
Inspector, we've been pretty good friends for a long time, haven't we?
Oh, now that is a good one. That's the funniest thing you've said in years. I'll pay that one.
It wasn't supposed to be funny.
Oh? And what do you say it for?
You're making it very difficult for me, Inspector.
Difficult for you to do what?
I'm trying to help you solve the Wanda Payne burglary.
Wanda Payne? What do you know about that? Yes, on second thoughts, I thought it was funny all being at Hendricks' place when I called. Come on, out with it.
Out with what?
Whatever you know, confound it.
Well, I found out one thing about Wanda Payne. She's supposed to be very rich.
She is very rich.
She was, Inspector. She made some bad investments in the past couple of years. And she can use some big dough in a hurry.
Oh?
And that painting of hers was insured for £100,000.
I know that. You suggesting a swindle?
No. I'm suggesting that you and I make like little devils and cook up a wicked plan.
Oh, dear me, no thanks. I've had some experience with your wicked plans.
Well, you want to get back that painting, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. But, Troy, what do you know about this? I insist on knowing.
And I just might tell you, if you promise not to be cross with
me. Oh, for heaven's sake, Troy.
Now that I know about Wanda's being so broke, I feel maybe I've got something to work with and... Well, I don't mind letting you in on the full story.
Well, what is it?
Well, do we have a deal to cooperate in my devilish scheme?
Oh, I suppose so. Anything short of murder. Unless it's yours.
Sometimes, Inspector, I get the feeling you don't like me.
I'm glad it's beginning to sink in. Now then, what's all this about?
Hello? Hendricks Art Museum?
Wilfred, it's me, Wanda.
What's that? I can hardly hear you.
It's Wanda. Wanda Payne.
Oh, yes, Wanda. I say this is a very bad connection. I can scarcely make you out.
That fool Troy has gone to the police.
What's that? Did you say Troy gone to the police?
Yes.
But he wouldn't do that. He'd only be endangering himself. He's too smart for that. It's the way we planned it.
Listen to me. We're in trouble.
In what? Oh, this dashed phone. It's no good.
You've got to get rid of that painting. Bring it to me.
I thought you said something about the painting.
Yes. Bring it to me.
Bring it to you? Is that wise to have it hidden?
It's safer with me than with you. The police will never search my place.
The police will what? Oh, yes, I see. You said the painting will be safer with you than with me because the police won't search your house.
That's right. Come right away. There's no time to lose.
What?
I said hurry. Come right away.
Yes. All right.
Right away, then. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Mr. Hendricks.
Oh, Inspector. Why, this is an unexpected...
Delivering a painting, Mr. Hendricks?
Yes, that's right. For a client, you know, I always deliver them personally. It's safer that way, you know.
Yes, well, I can make it even safer for you. I'll escort you to wherever you're going.
Oh, no. That won't be necessary, Inspector. This is not a very valuable painting, really.
No.
Here, you can't do that.
Wanda Payne's Botticelli, eh? Or is it just the copy?
Why, the copy, of course.
Yes. Oh, well, let's just go back inside your place and make sure, shall we?
Inspector, the painting is gone.
Well, the one you had on your wall? But how could it be? You've got it wrapped up there, haven't you?
Yes, of course. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm not surprised, Henry.
But, Troy.
Come on in, Julie.
Right.
Well, Inspector, at least we know we have only the one painting to deal with now. Hello, what's this? You found it already?
Yes. Hendricks had it all the time. Isn't that nice to know?
Well, that's a relief.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, a short while ago, Mr. Hendricks, while you were in your living quarters, I used my skeleton key to come in here to the museum.
What for? Did you take the Botticelli off that wall?
The copy of the Botticelli, you mean, don't you? The original belongs to Miss Payne.
What did you do with it? Where is it?
Well, I burned it in your incinerator out the back.
Burnt it?
Yeah, well, I figured it might simplify our case here. You see, the inspector's been after me, and I thought...
You stupid idiot! You know what you've done?
Well, I've only burnt a copy of that picture you're holding. A good copy, but it's not worth all that much.
You fool! That was the original Botticelli. This is the copy. You burnt the original of a painting worth thousands.
Thank you, Hendricks. We just wanted to be sure about that. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just put my own mark on this one as being the copier.
Yeah, good on dear, Inspector. The original's hidden under the stairway, by the way. But...
You didn't destroy it?
Of course I didn't destroy it, Hendricks. That was just a cruel little joke to make you admit which painting was which.
Oh, no. I'm ruined.
Yes, that's a fair statement of fact, I should say. What was the idea, Hendricks? Miss Payne would get the insurance money for the original, then later buy the copy from you, and subsequently sell both of them secretly overseas as originals. Something like that?
Yes. Yes, something like that.
Yeah, you'd have cleaned up big if you weren't caught along the way.
What I don't understand is why they went to so much trouble to involve you, Pete.
Yeah, that's still got me, too.
We thought we might need someone else. A man who knew the tricks of the underworld. It would have been a difficult business smuggling the pictures out of England and getting them into the right underworld channels for sale.
Uh-huh. And you tried to get me in a position where I thought I was involved in a theft and an insurance swindle, so you could use that as a lever to get me to cooperate later, huh?
We thought we had you bluffed. We never thought you'd dare go to the police. And then when Wanda rang me...
Wanda Payne didn't phone you, Mr. Hendricks. I did.
What? It was you on the phone. I thought it was just a bad connection.
It was, deliberately, so you wouldn't be sure it wasn't Wanda Payne. I thought I put on a pretty good performance, too.
Oh, Julie, quit showing off.
I like that. I practically solved this whole thing for you, and you try to belittle me. Well, you can jolly well...
Yeah?
You can... Walk softly, Peter Troy.
I was glad to get that one out of the way in a hurry, as it was a case that could drive a guy clean off his head in a very short time. Wanda Payne and Hendricks sure took me for a sucker, for a time. which was one reason why I had no regrets in the world about seeing him locked away. The thing Julie liked most about the case was the fact that I never did get to meet Wanda Payne. And she deliberately tortured me the next day by leaving a magazine picture of the beautiful Wanda on my desk. Cruelty, thy name is woman.